right, good to have you back here as we continue on. Listen to me. I'm going to share something with you that is just predictable, but shocking nonetheless. We're going to go to the UK for this story. Imagine if your power-hungry, power-mad politicians liked COVID lockdowns so much, they wanted to continue them forever. Well, they're going to give it a go in Britain. Oxfordshire is the place. Oxfordshire County Council has passed a climate lockdown trial to begin in 2024. A trial run. This is the way it is. Oxfordshire County Council yesterday approved plans to lock residents into one of six zones to, quote, save the planet from global warming. The latest stage in the 15-minute city agenda is to place electronic gates on key roads in and out of the city, confining residents to their own neighborhoods. Under the new scheme, if residents want to leave their zone, they will need permission from the council, who gets to decide who is worthy of freedom and who isn't. Under the new scheme, residents will be allowed to leave their zone a maximum of 100 days per year. But in order to even gain this, every resident will have to register their car details with the council, who will then track their movements via smart cameras around the city. I have told you for years this was coming. I have told you for years they would track your movement and tell you when you could go to the grocery store or the bar, or anywhere else. Oxfordshire County Council will run this by, which is run by Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and the Green Party. They secretly decided to divvy up the city of Oxford into six 15-minute districts in 2021, soon after they were elected to office. None of the councillors declared their intention of imprisoning local residents in their manifestos, of course, preferring to make vague claims about how they will improve the environment instead. Apparently, communism improves the environment. That's what I'm here to learn. Every resident will be required to register their car with the county council, who will then monitor how many times they leave their district via number plate recognition cameras, LPRs, license plate readers. And don't think you can beat the system if you're a two-car household. Those two cars will be counted as one, meaning you'll have to divide up the journeys between yourselves. Two cars, 50. Three cars, 33 each, and so on. And if you think this is crazy, you can look at the Oxford Mail. They wrote the same story. 25 October. Roadblocks stopping most motorists from driving through Oxford City Center will divide the city into six 15-minute neighborhoods, a county council travel chief has said. And he insisted the controversial plan would go ahead whether people liked it or not. Duncan Enright, Oxfordshire County Council's cabinet member for travel and development strategy, explained the authority's traffic filter proposals in an interview to the Sunday Times. He said the filters would turn Oxford into a 15-minute city with local services within a small walking radius. People can drive freely around their own neighborhood and can apply for a permit to drive through the filters and into other neighborhoods for up to 100 days a year, 2 days a week. 2 days a week, you can leave your prison cell. The University of Oxford is here, one of Britain's premier learning institutions. You know, communist states like the former Soviet Union, even Russia today, China, they love movement restrictions, as we've seen, internal passports. Britain clearly edging toward naked communism for half a century now. So I guess it was inevitable that an attempt would be made at some point to introduce Chinese-style movement restrictions on the British people. The climate, listen, they want a climate crisis declared so they can just do it all the time. You'd like to believe that the University of Oxford was outraged, that academics were outraged at restricting freedom, but they haven't said a thing. Here's what one of the people says. For almost 1,000 years, the University of Oxford stood as a beacon of intellectual freedom. A number of leading Oxford intellectuals were hanged or otherwise persecuted over the centuries because of their resistance to authoritarianism. So it seems incredibly sad that those that inherited that proud tradition are so willing to turn their backs and just surrender to communism. The 15-minute city concept mentioned by Councillor Duncan Enright tied to the sustainability and climate goals, of course. The success of this comment, as it has been shown in the city of Paris under the leadership of Mayor Anne Hidalgo, has been hailed as a potent urban planning concept that will lead to an economic boost while bringing about social cohesion and interaction to help create sustainable ecosystems in cities, more so after the experiences of COVID-19 and associated containment measures. While some of the features of the 15-minute city concept have been temporarily adopted in different cities after COVID-19, its adoption in long-term planning would result in a higher quality of life, as proximity to basic services would help in saving time, waste, and traffic, blah, blah, blah. They have been wanting to move us all into high-rise, work-live buildings, empty the back country altogether for years. It's one of the socialist globalist goals to move us all into town, close the farms like they're doing in the Netherlands, control the production of food and water and energy, and control the people. And at some point, extirpate the people from many places. Extirpate them all together. You let that just marinate for a moment, would you? They're doing this in Oxfordshire, England. And if they can do it in Oxfordshire, England, where Winston Churchill defended freedom by basically standing there and giving the Germans the proverbial middle finger, if it can happen there, it can happen right where you live. Don't kid yourself. You can leave. You can't leave. You can't go here. You've already traveled more than once. I'll take a break and be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.